This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The third teenager in a fatal rock-throwing incident was sentenced in Jefferson County Tuesday. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Joseph Koenig got life without parole for his role in killing Alexa Bartel. He and two other teenagers drove around in 2023 and threw landscaping rocks into moving cars in parts of Jefferson and Boulder counties. One of the rocks went through Bartel's windshield and killed her. People in other cars were injured as well. Koenig's co-defendants pleaded guilty, testified against him, and were sentenced last month to decades in prison. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The U.S. House held a moment of silence last night for the victims of the fire attack in Boulder. And in remarks on the Senate floor, Colorado's Michael Bennett said pervasive anti-Semitism makes it impossible for Jewish people to feel safe in America.
It is long past time that all American and political and community leaders come together to affirm that this fear is unacceptable and that we must fight together the anti-Semitic hate behind it.
The Boulder Jewish Community Center hosts a community vigil tonight. More than 575,000 children in Colorado get their health care covered through Medicaid, but coverage for thousands is at risk as the Senate works on a budget bill. Tony Sarge is with the Colorado Children's Campaign.
When we're talking about Medicaid for kids, we're really talking about a lot of that preventative regular care that kids need.
Republicans say there will be no cuts to what they call lawful beneficiaries of Medicaid. They say right now the program includes people like undocumented immigrants and able-bodied working-age adults with no dependents. Wolf reintroduction is having kind of a bumpy start in Colorado. Several wolves have died, one of them killed by state wildlife officials just last week.
This was the state's only viable wolf pack, the only example of reintroduced wolves actually breeding.
What might be next for Colorado's wolves and why this reintroduction has been so difficult so far is later in this hour. This is CPR News.